Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
All right, good morning to you. Eagles Radiothon rolls on here on WIP and throughout the Delaware Valley, which means on the Eagles website, eaglesradiothon.com. That is the website you got to know. Let me tell you some of the items you can bid on. So our show, coming to your home or business to broadcast from wherever you want us. That item is at $2,500, and I congratulate the audience that this item is currently higher, John, than Joe and Hugh's show and Spike Ike and Boban's show.
Oh, my gosh. So
that's a good job by the Delaware Valley recognizing.
It's very kind.
Greatness. Oh, it's correct, yeah. But here's the issue is the way that it goes. We're gonna lose because Spike and Ike and Jack are going to be on last, and they're going to be able to be like, oh, we have to win. We're going to be first. And then people call because they're still on the air. So here's the thing.
What?
Get us up so high that they can't beat us. How about that?
Okay. All right. How about that?
Because Spike was doing, he's tweeting about it. He's like, we have to be the biggest show. It's most important. Like all their nonsense.
What is he? Is he a child? What is he?
Yeah.
Is he low self-esteem guy?
I think it's a little bit of that. He needs that, you know, that pick me up. Yeah, exactly. You know, an attaboy. We're good. We know.
No, we're definitely good. Yeah, we're definitely good. Morning show, behind the scenes sitting. That just means you get to come in the studio, a little WIP tour, and hang out with us during a show. That's at $610. So obviously, if you know, you can't go into the thousands, that's a much more gettable one. Four people we'll be talking to today. Zach Bond, Cooper DeJean, Devontae Smith, and Howie. Let me tell you about their experiences. Zach Bond, it's a courtside 76ers game experience. $3,800. Wow. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Courtside,
hang out with Bond.
The tickets alone are probably more than what it's going to be.
Well, that's the thing.
Oh,
those are
probably at least $1,000.
That's what I'm saying, at least. Right. You know, yeah.
And that experience, I've done that one time. Holy cow.
Right.
Like the movement, the speed, the size, the sounds. I mean, holy cow.
But you know the one big difference?
It's magnificent.
What's the thing that hangs in the air about that game? Does the big guy play,
mm-hmm.
or does he not play?
Well, as I was courtside, does he answer you when you tell him that you love him?
Yeah.
The question is, would you still tell him that you love him?
I don't think I would.
That's so
I tell him I'm conflicted with my former love him.
All right, so the Bond thing at courtside Sixers, $3,800. The exciting Mike's podcast, Behind the Scenes Experience with Cooper DeJean and Reed Blankenship, that's $2,800. A photograph with Devontae Smith on the Eagles bench. This will be before a game on the bench, $2,200. And general manager Howie Roseman, lunch with him. He'll be on the program, by the way, today at 9:45. Lunch with Howie and a tour of the NovaCare complex, $4,000. That's a
lunch with Howie.
Lunch with Howie. You know, that's going to go up. That should be at least $10,000. In
I
my
saw
opinion,
another awesome one on there where you can join head coach Nick Sirianni for not just a game of horse, but a game of rock, paper, scissors, and then lunch.
And lunch, yeah.
Which these lunch things are amazing because then you get to talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Yeah, I would grill them.
Holy cow.
I'd say, hey, Nick.
Lunch with Nick Sirianni.
No, I know, I'm joking.
Yeah, so, just imagine. That current bid is at $4,100 right now.
Exactly.
So what an incredible idea to be able to do that.
Good stuff. Get yourself to EaglesRadiothon.com and check it all out. It's really wonderful stuff. All right, let's also give you a chance today to win Adam Sandler tickets. So happy birthday goes out there to that Jason Priestley. You don't hear much about him anymore, but he was a big deal.
Gorgeous eyes.
He passed away, sadly.
No, McKay passed away.
Oh, I'm thinking of Luke Perry. That's a bad job on me.
God,
and Shannon Daugherty. They're a couple. Yeah, it's a bad job on me. Well, you've done that too, all right? I'm not the first person that killed someone off on the show.
But the 50-year-old out there, the 50-year-old gal who was in love with Jason Priestley, you just might have given someone a heart attack.
Yeah, well,
you might have killed someone.
I doubt it.
That's not murder, but that could be
pretty quickly. It didn't hang out there for very long.
You can have a heart attack real quick. Jason Priestley, happy birthday to that guy. I was always a fan of him. He seemed like a cool dude. So he was a big deal in the 90s. He was quintessential 90s. His 902-0 was you know, kind of quintessential 90s. Just kind of represent that era. Today we ask you at 215-592-9494, who or what quintessential 90s? Now let me just put this stipulation out there. Doesn't have to be the best thing from the 90s. Like, I'll give you, for instance, Jordan, you know, you can make the case Jordan was the best thing from the 90s, maybe, you know, as a person. That would be a who, not a what. You know, it might have been his decade, but to me, quintessential 90s, and I feel ashamed. I can't even remember it right now. What was the name of the Ahmad Rashad show?
Inside the NBA.
It was called Inside the NBA?
I believe so.
No, I think that's the TNT show.
No, that's a TNT. It's not Inside the NBA.
What was that show called?
Oh, my God. With Willow
stuff?
Bay. With Willow Bay. NBA stuff, maybe? Some inside stuff?
Whatever that show was.
Yeah, it
was
Willow Bay. It was a great show.
Saturday mornings on NBC, Willow Bay. And then your friend, John, she took it over after Willow Bay. Summer Sanders, I think, was hosting that briefly.
Really?
But Ahmad Rashad, it was a great NBA show. Like, to me, that was quintessential 90s. The graphics, the Ahmad Rashad
NBA
thing.
NBA inside stuff.
NBA inside stuff. All right, so I'm looking for quintessential 90s. Doesn't have to be the best thing from the 90s, but who or what like really represents what the 90s were. Best answer, 215-592-9494, wins Adam Sandler tickets. John, what are you thinking?
The other day I happened to, the TV was just on in the kitchen as I'm cooking something, and it was Friends. And Friends really transported me. It took me back to why I watched Friends back in the 90s.
Sure.
I remember it was every Thursday night, I guess, we would all gather in my buddy's room. And this was in the Delt House at Stanford, where, you know, a tiny little TV up in the corner that you had like 35 guys jammed into a tiny Cracker Box dorm room slash whatever it was, the Delt House.
No, Friends was 90s, man. I mean,
it was amazing. Amazing show.
It
was still good when I watched it the other night. It's well done.
It was a great show. James, quintessential 90s, a who or a what.
So this
Ricky
is,
Waters, for who, for what?
For who, for what? This is an outside-the-box answer. I want to leave like the big ones on the table. This went into the 2000s, but I think for me it's quintessential 90s if you were there when it started and we're doing it. Printing out maps from MapQuest, to me, is quintessential 90s.
Yeah,
CounterPoint, was that early 2000s?
No, it went into that. I'm saying I started driving before you did, Devin, because I'm older than you.
Wow.
So, yes, it was mid-90s is when we started printing
that
stuff out.
That's when we started doing that.
All right, so Devin, it was like -7 when the 90s began, or whatever.
I know,
the heck
Devin's
you
trying to come at me with the 90s here.
Devin, quintessential 90s, what are you thinking?
First of all, I'm a 90s baby, okay?
All right.
Okay.
All right.
I may not remember the start of the 90s, but this feels very relevant now because the Boo Boos are taking over.
Amazing.
Beanie Babies.
Yeah.
Hey, do you
Beanie
have
babies.
A Le Boo Boo?
No.
Oh my gosh.
I had hundreds of Beanie Babies though. What happened to them?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Remember, we were all collecting them
great.
In case they were valuable someday. Sure.
Well, they were valuable for the moment there, and then the bubble burst.
Yeah, if anyone all right. has That's found a great value answer. On
Look,
the
there are big boo-boo, though. We got to talk about the boo-boo.
There are big answers. Give us the best answer for quintessential 90s. Who or what? What do you got? 215-592-9494. Some of the stuff the afternoon show's been saying. We'll get to that shortly. Patrick in Tabernacle right now. Good morning, Patrick.
Morning, everybody. How we doing?
Doing great, Patrick.
It's listen, the Phillies.
Yeah.
You know, remember what last week or 2 weeks ago we just kicked the snot out of the out of Seattle.
Sure.
And they limp home. And baseball is maddening. It's such a maddening sport. It's so friggin' long of a season. And it's just I'm pulling my hair out last night. And it's just so maddening to me. And I'm trying not to react to getting swept by New York, but it's hard, man. Listen, I know every team during the year gets beat up by somebody. They shouldn't. They lose series, all that. But it's just like, I'm like almost enough already. Let's just get on with it. Like either we're in the playoffs or we're out. I'm running out of patience here.
So, Patrick, you bring up something to me, and we touched on this briefly about 20 minutes ago. They're getting knocked out in October thing 3 years in a row, and it could happen a fourth year. It probably will this year because it's hard to win the World Series. It's affecting a lot of people's enjoyment of the regular season, which is a shame. Like, it wasn't like in 93 when they had I'll call it similar record. 93, they had a better record. But, like, the Phillies, as of 3 days ago, were tracking to near that. 93, they won 97 games. This team 3 days ago was probably tracking to about 95, 93 to 95. But the comparative of energy in town is just so different because people have doubts based on having lost in the postseason.
I'm a reflection of them, and it just seems to be like in
big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Consistent. You know, as a fan, it's just like one, you know, I'm just up and down with them.
If you remember, Patrick, I said in April, I said it on the show, brace yourself for the roller coaster, because I could see that this is how people were going to react. I mean, first off, every baseball season has it. Let's just start with that. All right, 93 Phillies hit swoons.
Every single team, it's what it is. I will say that you have pointed out multiple times this, like the Dodgers making the playoffs 12 years in a row or whatever, they finally win the World Series, not that Bobo one and stuff. I mean, do you still feel that way with this Phillies team? Because today you sound like you're kind of going back on some of the things that you've said throughout. So I'm just trying to gauge.
There's a big caveat that's unpredictable. Wheeler's status for the future. You know, if you have him for the next couple of years, then you can, it's easier to keep this going. If you don't, that is a tremendous setback for sustaining success. Because those guys don't grow on trees, man.
I don't think if we don't do anything this year, I don't see how the Phillies rebound like next year.
They can. You get Patrick, you gotta remember there's a big difference from when you and I grew up being baseball fans. There six teams make the postseason in each league. Yeah. Like there's only typically, honestly, if you really look at it in April when the season starts, late March, there's really only about eight teams that are trying to make the playoffs, maybe nine. Like take the Phillies back in 2017, 18, they weren't really trying to make the playoffs. I mean, they knew they were fielding a team that wasn't going to make it. We knew that. But when you expand it to have three division winners and three wild cards, the eight or so teams that have a realistic shot to make it, six of the eight make it. And that's going to be the case next year, and chances are the Phillies will be one of them. I mean, this is a whole different conversation if it's the old rules. Whole different conversation.
Yeah, well, listen, it's not, though, Joe, is it? And you're, that's a good point, but it's still a situation where, you know, this cold bat itis is just still with us.
I know. But, Patrick, let me tell you one more thing you may not know about Phillies history and wild card history. If the rules that are currently in place with three wild cards existed in the 2000s, the Phillies would have made the playoffs in 01, 03, 04, 05, and 06.
What a different history.
They actually would have made the playoffs from 01 to 11 every year in a row except for 02. They would have been a team. Would have been world beaters that made the playoffs 10 out of 11 years.
It's pretty wild.
So everything changed with the expansion of the playoffs. Everything. Anyway, Patrick, give me an answer, buddy. Who or what is quintessential 90s?
Not the best topic. It's a tough one. I want to go, how about up in, how about Starbucks?
Starbucks, sure. Why is that not a good topic?
Well, he's wrong about it being, it's a great side. I don't think Starbucks is an okay answer, but I think Starbucks has gotten bigger and bigger, and it's like not, like I don't think when people think of the Starbucks, they think of the 90s, and that's the point of this.
Correct. 90s. Yeah, the point is you think 90s. Yeah. Jason Priestley, you think 90s. All right.
And you think alive.
Yeah, that's right. Unless
you do.
James.
I didn't, but you do. That's good. Yeah.
All right, let's get to some of the stuff.
R.I.P. Luke Perry, all right? Yeah. How about that, all right?
Some of the stuff the afternoon show has been saying. Look, they take shots at me, and sometimes it's unwarranted. Sometimes it actually is warranted. Spike made a funny the other day. I'm going to give Spike an attaboy. He made a funny 2 days ago on the show.
Well, he needs those attaboys, so it's good.
Yeah, he needs that affirmation. So Spike was talking about the...
Why?
Why
do you say that?
His low
self-esteem. We just talked about it before.
Low self-esteem. So here is Spike talking about the false start, which I didn't make any deal of. The false start didn't matter. But a funny from Spike. Listen to what he said.
I don't think there was a false start.
There was. But again, you won by 18 seconds. So... You know, like
it didn't matter.
You could have given Joe really. It could have been go, and you could have waited 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, see,
four.
I viewed it as like when Lane gets off the snap so early.
Oh, you were so perfect on it,
so well timed.
Okay,
there was not
anticipating
an intent.
The snap.
There was not an intent to. If there was, because I really didn't think there was, but if there was, that's on me.
It's pretty good.
It's a perfect analogy, too, for it. Like, we all talk about the Lane thing. That's really funny. Peters used to do it, too. It's all the veteran guys. They know they can get away with it.
Pretty good. All right, 215-592-9494. Derek and Paoli right now. What's going on, Derek?
Yo, what's going on?
Hey,
listen,
pal.
If you had any type of athletic ability like you say you do, Jack actually double started. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
So if you would have been really paying attention to what he was doing, you could have got the jump on him, but I don't know, man. You disappointed me with that running, man. That was whoa.
Disappointed me too, Derek.
All right, listen.
Wait, what? Did you think it was going to look like?
You were exactly what I expected you to be in running.
But it is so. I finally watched the clip that WIP put out on social yesterday, and it is like jarringly unathletic.
Yeah,
I told you. I watched him run. I said this was going to happen.
Yeah. Wow. So I didn't realize this is just coming to light.
I mean, so I honestly, the funniest part to me, like Joe's, your form is respectfully like hilarious, but Jack is so locked in and he's not even running that fast.
No. He's doing his little arm pump. He's got this going on.
He's
like,
this
is Jack running business. Right here like this. He was serious.
He thought he was cooking.
Do you think he could have? Could you think he could have shaved 10 seconds off? 8 to 10?
Probably.
Yes. Yeah, I did too.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
He was taking short strides. He was taking very
Yeah, that's what I mean with the arm thing. It was like very much like he was like Babe Ruth running.
Yeah.
It was impressive. Yeah. He did a good job. Listen, Derek, I expect to bounce back in hoops. I mean, I'm not going to guarantee victory. Because I think I'm more skilled.
Gives you confidence. Now, have you lost some confidence seeing his fitness level?
Yes.
His quickness and agility to some degree.
Yeah, I think the first step, which is a big part of one-on-one basketball, because, you know, like, there's only a couple ways you're going to score. You're going to drive to the hoop, you're going to shoot an outside shot. I mean, that's, or, you know, maybe a little post-up, you know, back him in game. I mean, it's probably the three ways to score one-on-one. And the reality is his first step to the hoop and second step to the hoop, that could be a problem for me. I acknowledge that. That's an issue. Anyway, Derek, I got to bounce back. We'll see, man.
I got a Phillies pump. Listen, you was running like you wasn't in a race or no one was chasing you. You know what I'm saying? It was like you was just somebody just out for a jog. You know what I'm
Leisurely.
Saying?
Leisurely.
So I wasn't capable of too much more. I mean, Derek, let me just say this, Derek. I could have obviously done more at the start. But what everyone says is you probably shouldn't go all out in the beginning because you do have to pace yourself to an extent. I was hoping that he would.
Though.
I know. Look, I was hoping he'd be slower and I'd be near matching him from behind and then surge at the end. That was the basic strategy. Obviously, I was not capable of it. That's the bottom line.
Yeah. Here's my Phillies question, though, because I really do be watching a lot more than I used to, right?
Yeah.
So with Wheeler being out, right? Do we really have a chance to go all the way with Nola, Christopher Sanchez, Lizardo, and Ranger Suarez?
Yeah, if the guys pitch the way they're capable of, sure. Of course.
But what about the hitting, Bills? I feel like the last two games, like Taiwan was okay, but the other dudes were like lights out. And the Phillies, they're not hitting the ball right now. You know what
Correct.
I'm saying? So I just feel like with that combination – that's the recipe for disaster, I feel like.
All right, Derek, I need an answer. I hear you, and I share the concern. Who or what is quintessential 90s?
I won the tickets, but I'm going to give you an answer if you really – you ain't going to like it, but it's the truth, and I hate it. But the Cowboys kind of ran the
line. Oh, no.
Cowboys. How about it?
I'm happy Derek won already because I don't care how good an answer it is. You're just not winning with
that. Well, the good thing is that how about them Cowboys, which started out meaning one thing, now means a different thing. It's now a source of ridicule of the Dallas Cowboys.
How about them Cowboys? Yeah, am I right?
It's become a joke, basically.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.